بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أنبياء الله جميعا وعلى سيدهم وخاتمهم حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا، وعلى سيدي ومولاي الإمام أبي عبد الله الحسين، وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم في سورة البقرة: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين، يخادعون الله وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. On the eve of Muharram 1442, I extend my condolences to the Muslim community worldwide, to the followers of Islam, the followers of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The Prophet is the one who has been stricken by the martyrdom and the murder of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the 10th of Muharram, year 61, in the land of Karbala, Iraq. We give our condolences to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Imam Ali alayhi salam, to Lady Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam, to our Imams, and in particular the last Imam, Al-Imam Al-Mahdi Al-Muntadhar, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Al-Sharif, may Allah hasten his return and his victory. It is a season of sadness and mourning, but at the same time it's a season of power and strength and inspiration and revival, the revival of Islam, the revival of the Holy Quran, the revival of the Sunnah, the authentic Sunnah and path and tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his immaculate progeny and family. The Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, this is the beginning of the Quran, the very beginning of the Quran. Verse number 8, at the outset of the Quran, states, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. Among mankind, among people, among some Muslims who state, who say, آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر. We did believe in God and in the last day. وما هم بمؤمنين. Though they are not believers. They say we are Muslims, we believe in God, we believe in the hereafter, but God says they are not believers. That's in the beginning of this book. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ. They try to deceive God. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And they try to deceive the community of the believers. But in fact, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Though they deceive none but themselves, though they are unaware. This verse is very important, my friends. This verse tries to say that not every person who claims to be a believer in God is really a believer. According to this verse in the Quran, some of those who claim falsely that they are believers in God and the hereafter are not believers. They are hypocrites. They pretend to be believers, but they are not. Of course, during the time of Bani Umayyah, when they were in charge, in control of the affair of the Muslim community, a special sect was established, and encouraged by the Umayyad dynasty, by Muawiyah bin Abi Sufyan and other rulers. And that happened after the time of Uthman ibn Affan. And that tradition or sect is called, Al-Murji'ah. Al-Murji'ah, a group of theologians, mutakallimin, theologians, philosophers, who believe that we should not judge any person as long as he or she says, I'm a Muslim, then we should not judge them, even though they are wrongdoers, even though they commit sins, even though they committed crimes against Muslims, cardinal crimes, not minor, cardinal, such as murder, genocide, wrongdoings, injustice, oppression, suppression. Still, they are Muslims. We should accept them. And we defer them to God. Murji'ah means irja, deferral. So they are the deferrers. Means only God will judge them on the Day of Judgment, even if they are corrupt, even if they are wrongdoers. You should be okay with them. You should accept them. Even if they are your leaders and rulers, people who are in charge of your affairs, still you should accept them. But this is not right. According to the book, according to the Holy Quran, God says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَشْعُرُونَ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They try to deceive, but in fact they are deceiving themselves. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ. In their hearts, there is sickness, disease. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And God increased them in their sickness. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. There is a severe punishment waiting for them. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Because they are liars. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If they are told, do not commit mischief in the land. Do not commit injustice or oppression in the land. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُصْلِحُونَ. They perceive themselves as they are reformers. They are good people. They are bringing about reforms. أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ الْمُفْسِدُونَ. Indeed, they are the one who are mufsid, corruptors and corrupt, and people who commit mischief in the land. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. Though they are unaware. And then the Quran goes on and on and on. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءُ أَلَا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So God speaks about the description and the characters of this group. One of the main examples of this group, my friends, are the dynasty of Umayyad dynasty, Banu Umayyah. This is almost the consensus of all transmitters of hadith, muhaddithin, all historians, theologians, scholars in Islam from both sides, both aisles, believe that a clear example of people who commit mischief in the land are the Umayyad dynasty. The Umayyad dynasty, which is responsible, directly responsible for murdering Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein, and after that Imam Ali Zain al-Abidin and Imam Muhammad al-Baqir. And they have a role also in murdering Imam Ali alayhi salam in collaboration with the Kharijites. So this is the group, a clear example of those that are mentioned in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. Very few historians believe that Bani Umayyah were good, they were pure, They were heroes of Islam. They were defenders of Islam. They did so much good to Islam. And therefore, we should praise them. We should acknowledge them. We should respect them. We should honor them. Among those, very, very few, is Al-Imam Ahmed ibn Abdul Halim ibn Taymiyyah, who died in 728 Hijri in Damascus. This man, who is nicknamed by his followers, is a diehard of Bani Umayyah. The first, probably in the history of Islam, the first defender of Bani Umayyah is this man, Ibn Taymiyyah. Let me show you what he says in his book. He has a book which has four volumes called Minhaj As-Sunnah An-Nabawiyyah. This is his book. Okay? Tasneef Shaykh al-Islam Abil Abbas Taqiyyuddin Ahmed ibn عبد الحليم ابن تيمية الحراني الدمشقي الحنبلي المتوفى سنة 728. Died 728 هجري. This is his full title, full name. في نقض كلام الشيعة والقدرية. So he wrote four volumes refuting the opinions of the followers of the Prophet and his family. And this book is very polemic. In fact, I don't think we should waste time on rebutting his book, because from A to Z, four volumes, from A to Z, the entire book is fabrications against the family of the Prophet, against Imam Ali. Can you imagine someone who calls Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Prophet, he calls her a liar. He calls her a hypocrite. He calls Fatima the daughter of the Prophet. Where is this? This is in volume 2. This is volume 2 of his book. This is page 240. I'm reading from his book. Page 240. When he speaks about Fatima, he says Fatima was not right to go to Abu Bakr and ask him about her right in the inheritance from her father, the Prophet. She had no right. And when Abu Bakr denied her, Abu Bakr was implementing God's rules and the Prophet's law. And then when Fatima is annoyed that the Prophet Abu Bakr did not give her her right, she has no right in that. She made a mistake. And then he adds. ونحن نعلم أن ما يحكى عن فاطمة وغيرها من الصحابة, and he means in this context the Sahaba, Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, because Abbas stood with Fatima and with Imam Ali, and they all went to Abu Bakr and they asked them about their share in the inheritance of the Prophet, and Abu Bakr denied them, as we're going to see in this book. In the book of Sahih al-Bukhari, the story is mentioned there. So he says, ما يحكى عن فاطمة وغيرها من الصحابة من القوادح كثير. She did lots of Fatima, عليه السلام. She did plenty of wrongdoings, قوادح. منها كذب. Some of it, he accuses Fatima of telling lies. Can you imagine? Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet, telling lies. And Aisha bint Abi Bakr, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, Mustadrak al-Sahihain, a book written by one of the transmitters of hadith and historians by the name of Al-Hakim Muhammad, Al-Hakim Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Al-Hakim al-Naysaburi. Was born in Naysabur and died in Naysabur in 405 Hijri. In his book, Al-Mustadrak ala al-Sahihain, Mustadrak means when these Bukhari and Muslim could not gather the entire hadith, he came after them, almost 200 years after them, And he started gathering what was left over, what was missed by Bukhari and Muslim. So he collected that hadith and he puts it in his book, Al-Mustadraku ala al-Sahihain. An Aisha, innaha kanat, idha dhakarat Fatima, bintun Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, of course he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qalat, ما رأيت أحدا كان أصدق لهجة منها إلا أن يكون الذي ولدها or ولدها. Aisha says, I have not seen someone more truthful than Lady Fatima other than her father, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الحاكم, الحاكم نيسابوري said, هذا حديث صحيح على شرط مسلم. This is an authentic hadith. In another place, Aisha, she says, ما رأيت, this is another book, إتحاف الخيرة. الخيرة, إتحاف الخيرة. ما رأيت أحدا قط أصدق من فاطمة غير أبيها وكان بينهما شيء. Between Aisha and Fatima, there was some misunderstanding. So Aisha says to her husband, the Prophet, peace be upon him, فقالت يا رسول الله سلها فإنها لا تكذب. Go and ask Fatima because Fatima does not lie. Fatima doesn't lie. This is what Aisha says. And this man, Ibn Taymiyyah, says Fatima is a liar. She lies. Not only that, he says Fatima is similar to the hypocrites because he brings the verse in the Quran, Surah At-Tawbah 58, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَلْمِزُكَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ فَإِنْ أُعْطُوا مِنْهَا رَضُوا وَإِنْ لَمْ يُعْطُوا مِنْهَا إِذَا هُمْ يَسْخَطُونَ. God says to the Prophet, some of the hypocrites ask you to give them, you know, some bounties, some charities, some financial help. If you give them, they get satisfied. If you don't give them, they get dissatisfied with you. So he says, Fatima is like them because she came to Abu Bakr. She asked for her share. Abu Bakr denied her. She was unhappy with Abu Bakr. So he draws a comparison between the hypocrites during the time of the Prophet and Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. This is the book, Minhaj al-Sunnah. And this book is the most sacred book in Saudi Arabia, with the Wahhabis, with the Salafis. The most sacred book, this book. And then he accuses Imam Ali alayhi salam in page 292. This is his book, 292. He accuses him of wrongdoing. What does he say? وَعَلِيٌّ أَيْضًا كَانَ بَاغِيًا ظَالِمًا. Ali also was baghi. Baghi is aggressor. Zalima is wrongdoer. لما قاتل المسلمين على إمارته. When he was fighting in the battle of Jamal and Safin, Imam Ali is considered, according to Ibn Taymiyyah, a diehard supporter of Bani Umayyah. He considers Imam Ali to be a wrongdoer, aggressor. وبدأهم بالقتال وصال عليهم وسفك دماء الأمة. He murdered the souls of the ummah, the community, بغير فائدة, with no benefit, لا في دينهم ولا في دنياهم. There was no benefit in Imam Ali fighting, you know, the ummah, neither in the dunya nor in the akhirah. وكان السيف في خلافته مسلولا على أهل الملة. During his khilafah, Imam Ali only killed the Muslims. مكفوفا عن الكفار. He never killed any non-believer. Can you imagine? This is Ibn Taymiyyah. This is what he says in his book. Then he comes to the incident of Ashura. Let me show you how he defends Bani Umayyah. And he considers them to be heroes. وَهَكَذَا كَانْ. First of all, he considers Yazid to be a legitimate caliph. And he is one of the successors, 12 successors of Prophet Muhammad. Because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Al-Khulafa'u min ba'di ithnay ashar. So one of them, according to Ibn Taymiyyah, in volume number 4. This is volume number 4. This is Minhaj al-Sunnah. He considers Abu Yazid to be a legitimate caliph, but he does not consider Ali to be a legitimate caliph. Because according to him, Imam Ali was not accepted by many. They did not pay allegiance to him. Whereas Yazid was accepted and endorsed. وَصَارَ لَهُ عِزٌّ وَمَنَعَ مُعَاوِيَةً ثم تولى من اجتمع الناس عليه وصار له عز ومنعة معاوية وابنه يزيد ثم عبد الملك وأولاده الأربعة وبينهم عمر بن عبد العزيز بعد ذلك حصل في دولة الإسلام من النقض ما هو باق إلى الآن فإن this is important, this is his statement about بني أمية فإن بني أمية تولوا على جميع أرض الإسلام وكانت الدولة في زمنهم عزيزة بني أمية. The Umayyad dynasty, they were in charge of the entire Muslim community, the entire Muslim countries. And the state and the government and the state of the Ummah during their time was strong. The Ummah was honorable, as we're going to see. Soon, inshallah, we're going to see how Islam was the most miserable religion during the time of Bani Umayyah, the most miserable religion. There was hunger, there was starvation, there was dictatorship, there was terrorism, there was a bloodshed, there was disarray, there was confusion, there was wrongdoing, you name it. But he says, وَكَانَتِ الدَّوْلَةُ فِي زَمَنِهِمْ عزيزة وكانت الدولة في زمنهم عزيزة. Okay, and then he comes and he says يزيد لم يقتل الحسين in page 278 لكنه هو لم يأمر بقتله. يزيد did not order the murder of Imam Hussein. ولم يظهر الرضا به. He was sad for the murder of Imam Hussein. يزيد was sad for the murder of Imam Hussein. Okay. ولن تصر ممن قتله ورأس الحسين حمل إلى قدام عبيد الله بن زياد وهو الذي ضربه بالقضيب على ثناياه وهو الذي ثبت في الصحيح وأما حمله إلى عند يزيد فباطل. The head of Imam Hussein was not even taken to Yazid. According to him, it was taken to عبيد الله بن زياد in Kufa. Otherwise, Yazid would respect Imam Hussein and love Imam Hussein and honor him, and he would disagree with the murder of Imam Hussein. This is what he says. And there is a lot of, you know, nonsense, really. A lot of nonsense in his book. I want you to judge this person. If you don't read his work, you would not believe what he said against the Prophet and the family of the Prophet and Imam Ali and Fatima al-Zahra and the rest of the Imams, and how he praises their opponents. So those are very few historians. But the rest, 99% of the historians, Sunni historians, as well as Shia, they consider Bani Umayyah to be deviants and corrupt and deflectors, transgressors. By the way, let me show you something. He says, Fatima... It's not right to say Fatima was angry with Abu Bakr, and she has no right. But then he contradicts the Sahihain, Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, and other books of authentic books in the Sunni tradition. Let me show you here. Let me show you. This is Mawsu'at al-Hadith al-Sharif al-Kutub al-Sitta, Bukhari, Muslim, Tirmidhi, Abi Dawood, Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah. Let's go with the first one. أَصَحُّ الْكُتُبِ بَعْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Bukhari is considered the most authentic book in the Sunni tradition after the Book of God. Of course, we disagree with this statement that it is the most authentic book. Okay? It was written 180 years after the Prophet. It can't be authentic. When something is written 180 years after the Prophet, impossible for it to be authentic. And when you gather the stories from left and right, east and west, north and south, from different people who have different political orientations, who have different interests in this life, private interests in this life. People during the time of the Prophet, all of them were not authentic. Come on. Why does the Quran speak about the hypocrites, munafiqun? Why does he speak about them in Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, Surah Al-Tawbah, chapter 9, and many other chapters? And the first chapter, as you just heard me saying, Surah Al-Baqarah. If all people were immaculate, then why? Is this a lie when the Quran says there were bad people? Does God lie? Does the Quran lie? They don't lie. So we have to accept the fact there were good people and bad people. So Bukhari cannot collect all his hadiths, all of them from authentic sources. Definitely, I would say more than half of what he collected are not authentic. Probably over half. But listen to this. Bukhari says, Kitabu Fardil Khums. In the book of Khums, Bukhari has a book called Khums, Fardil Khums. Hadith number 3093. Fahajarat. فغضبت فاطمة بنت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فهجرت أبا بكر فلم تزل مهاجرته حتى توفيت وعاشت بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم 6 أشهر. I want our Sunni brothers and sisters to reflect on this. The daughter of the Prophet, where the Prophet in the same book, and same in these books, speaks highly about Fatima. And as we read earlier, Aisha, Lady Aisha, says Fatima is the most truthful person after her father, Prophet Muhammad. When this lady Fatima dies, and she's upset, she's angry with the first caliph. And according to Tirmidhi, Sunan at-Tirmidhi, let me read this for you. Sunan at-Tirmidhi says, عن أبي هريرة أن فاطمة جاءت. This is Sunan at-Tirmidhi, Jami at-Tirmidhi. This is under the chapter, if you want to search for it, باب ما جاء في إخراج اليهود والنصارى من جزيرة العرب. Under that chapter. Hadith number 1609. عن أبي سلمة, عن أبي هريرة. أن فاطمة جاءت أبا بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما. Not just Abu Bakr, both caliphs. تسأل ميراثها من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. فقال سمعنا رسول الله يقول إني لا أورث. قالت والله لا أكلمكما أبدا فماتت ولا تكلمهما. فاطمة died. She said to both Abu Bakr and Umar, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And died while she did not talk to them. This is Jami' al-Tirmidhi. There is a problem. You can't sweep it under the carpet, my friend. Yes, we must live in harmony. Shias and Sunnis are brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors. And they must work together. We must work together. We must understand each other. We must respect each other. But what do you do with these facts? Do you bury them? You don't talk about them? What do you suggest? What should we do? I think we talk about them. But in respect, we respect. But we mention the facts. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ When we hide the facts, we become hypocrites. Because we become insecure. We don't want people to know what happened during the time of the Prophet. I think we must speak about them, but without cursing. We don't curse, but we mention the truth. Let people know the truth. Let people know what happened during the time of the Prophet and after the time of the Prophet. Let people know that there was a commotion, disagreement, conflict, sometimes fights among the companions of the Prophet. It's not good to lie and say, no, it was milk and honey. They were living together, enjoying their time together, friends of each other. This is not right, my friends. This is not right to distort the history. It's not right. What does the Quran say about Bani Umayyah? Quran, at least I have chosen, selected four verses of the Quran about Bani Umayyah. This is the most authentic source that we can trust and we can depend upon that tells us who are Bani Umayyah. Come to chapter 9, Surah At-Tawbah, verse number 12. فَقَاتِلُوا أَئِمَّةَ الْكُفْرِ إِنَّهُمْ لَا أَيْمَانَ لَهُمْ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَنْتَهُونَ أَئِمَّةُ الْكُفْرِ. Many commentators say Abu Sufyan is one of them. Abu Sufyan is one of them. A'immatul Kufr. The leader of Bani Umayyah tribe. Then we go to Surah Ibrahim, alayhi salam. Ibrahim in verse 26 and 28. What does the Quran say? Quran say, وَمَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ خَبِيثَةٍ. The parable of a word which is evil, like a tree which was evil. كشجرة خبيثة اشتثت من فوق الأرض ما لها من قرار. This is a reference to Bani Umayyah according to the exegists, مفسرين, and محدثين, the transmitters of hadith, that Bani Umayyah is the evil tree. And then 28, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا وَأَحَلُّوا قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ. According to the Prophet, those are Banu Umayyah, وَبَنُ الْمُخِيرَ, وَبَنُ مَخْزُوم. Those are the people who switched, who changed, who turned the blessings of their Lord into a curse. And then they led the community into destruction, total destruction, total division. وَأَحَلُّ قَوْمَهُمْ دَارَ الْبَوَارِ جَهَنَّمَ يَصْلَوْنَهَا وَبِئْسَ الْقَرَارِ. This is the Quran. And then we come to the hadith of the Prophet regarding Bani Umayyah. أخرج ابن أبي حاتم عن يعلى بن مرة قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأيت بني أمية على منابر الأرض. I saw in his dream Bani Umayyah dominating the pulpits, the podiums, the media. وَسَيَمْلِكُونَكُمْ. They're going to control you. فَتَجِدُونَهُمْ أَرْبَابَ السُّوءِ. You're going to see them. You're going to find them to be evil leaders. وَاهْتَمَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لِذَلِكَ. The Prophet was sad for this. فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ. God sent, verse number 17 in Surah Al-Isra, شجر الملعونة وما جعلنا. Let me read it for you. This is Surah Al-Isra. Surah Al-Isra, verse number 60. Chapter 17, 60. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا الرُّؤْيَا الَّتِي أَرَيْنَاكَ إِلَّا فِتْنَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَالشَّجَرَةَ الْمَلْعُونَةَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَنُخَوِّفُهُمْ فَمَا يَزِيدُهُمْ إِلَّا طُغْيَانًا كَبِيرًا. شجر الملعونة, the accursed tree in the book. God said to the Prophet, this is the accursed tree. A reference to Bani Umayyah. And last but not least, again, Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hakim al-Nisaburi, in his book مستدرك الصحيحين عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم إن أهل بيتي سيلقون من بعدي من أمتي قتلا وتشريدا. My family are going to suffer after me from my community, my ummah, قتلا, murder, وتشريدا, diaspora. They're going to be everywhere. They're going to run as far as China, India, Pakistan, Africa, Persia. The family of the Prophet was dispersed in the land. وَإِنَّ أَشَدَّ قَوْمَنَا لَنَا بُغْضًا بَنُوا أُمَيَّةً. The most people who hate us are Banu Umayyah, وَبَنُوا الْمُغِيرَةً وَبَنُوا مَخْزُومٍ. These are the verses of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet regarding Banu Umayyah. Imam Hussein stood for universal justice, to rid mankind from evil. And he was right, and he was accurate, and he was following the path of his grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, and he was listening to this book, the instructions of this book, that we must fight corruption in the land, wherever it is, and we must be with the oppressed. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. This is the theme of Ashura. Standing up for justice, for freedom, for dignity of mankind, not just the Muslim Ummah, mankind. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.